Did you know that it's impossible to lick your own elbow? We've got all sorts of random awesome facts and more coming up.
We got lots of info, let's rock and roll, it's Did You Know with Rhino.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Did You Know with Rhino. In case you didn't know, I'm Rhino, this is my show, and I know exactly what you're thinking. You've probably already tried to lick your elbow, haven't you? In today's episode, we're going to have lots of fun, and you might even learn something, because this is the podcast that takes all sorts of randomness and puts it together for your audio enjoyment. If you're currently listening to this episode, then you might be aware that this is our 26th episode. With the fact that we post an episode every other week, that means we've been doing this for about a year. For those of you, this is your first episode, hello, welcome. This show is a very random and beautiful piece of awesomeness, and we look forward to having you here today and in the future of this show. Now, I first started this podcast with the hope of being able to learn things and tell people all about the cool things that exist. Like, we learned about rockets and some of the easiest ways to photograph them. We've learned about the Titanic. We've learned about all sorts of other fun things. We talked about Star Wars in graphic details. We've talked about Santa Claus, Aquaman, Rocky movies. We've even talked about cooking, teaching, video games. We've talked about many different things here in the podcast, and we look forward to discovering awesome things and telling you guys all about it while we do it. That being said, if you have something that you want us to talk about, just email us. And that brings us to our segment of the episode known as Rhino and the Mailbox of Doom. So just imagine a giant boulder chasing me, because it's where we open up the mailbox to try to discover what's going on in the world around us. More specifically, what's happening with our email account. Someone has sent us a weird email all about trying to update my Amazon account, but it's not from Amazon. If you ever see weird spam things coming into your direction, just get rid of them. If it's really important, they'll email you or call you again. Just go with it. Also, apparently PayPal's policies have changed. And this means that no one has sent us an email in a while. So how about you fix that? If you have a question or you want us to talk about anything, just email us at didyouknowrhino@gmail.com. That being said, on the Book of Faces, we asked a question about which comic book story arc would you like to see adapted into a live action feature film? Someone said that they'd like to see a King Arthur Morgana Le Fay comic book, which would be pretty cool. Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. Daredevil Born Again, which is a great comic book itself. They didn't really do that in the Netflix series, so I totally think it would work. Also, the actual Marvel Civil War storyline, not the one that we got, but the one that existed in the comic books. Someone said White Knight. That would be a fun one with the Batman and the Joker. Secret Invasion or the Illuminati. Those could be fun, especially Secret Invasion. I think there's a way they can do that, especially now that they've talked about all this Fury stuff and Skrulls and whatnot. They can make that happen. The Question, that'd be great. It'd be a noir tale all about a vigilante who tries to figure out things, and you don't know who he is, she is. Yeah, I'm all for that. They'll probably get on that eventually. Blackest Night from Green Lantern. That could be cool. It would you'd have to start off small and then eventually get to it because you'd have to build your entire universe. But I'm all for it. And Hawkgirl, because the world needs more Hawkgirl, especially according to my wife. On the Twitter account, we've asked a couple of fun questions. Apparently, you all want to hear song parodies. So we'll eventually get into that in the future. Also, there's a bunch of random statistics on the Twitter page at Did You Know Ryan O. And we ask all sorts of questions there too. So if you want to be a part of that, just jump on in and we'll be able to rock and roll with the awesomeness. Normally at this part of the podcast, we'd be talking about our word of the week, which is always ironic because we record every other week. Today, it's the word ecstatic, which means of or referring to or marked by ecstasy. Now, of course, it's been in our language since the late 16th century, but the noun ecstasy itself is even older, even before the 1300s, even both derived from a Greek word, ekstasia. I think that's right. It's probably extremely wrong. To put out of place, which means like to drive someone out of his or her mind, which I think is pretty appropriate, especially if you're talking about people who are like really intense with their emotions. Now it just means or implies a state of enthusiasm or excitement or intense happiness. And that's our word of the week, which now brings us into our Where in the World segment, where we talk about all sorts of cool things and places that you should probably check out. This one, based on the Atlas Obscura, we're talking about Devil's Den in Williston, Florida. It's a scuba diving training facility that was named for the steam that rises from the cave's chimney. So it's a cave with steam and all sorts of lights and crazy rock formations. And it's only open to scuba divers and snorkelers, not swimmers or casual visitors or, well, children. No pets, no animals. It's pretty cool. It's at actually, it's kind of warm. It's at 72 degrees all year, and it makes it comfortable to dive and hang out. And you can see steam and steam. It's kind of like smoke rising from the cave's chimney on cold winter mornings, and that's why they call it the Devil's Den. And that's Where in the World. And now for I Can't Believe That's a Law, where I'm going to talk about some fun things that are weird and crazy that exist that probably shouldn't. For example, in the state of Arkansas, it is actually illegal to mispronounce Arkansas, even though it's spelt Arkansas. So if I were to be there and say, hey, y'all, welcome to Arkansas, or our Kansas, I'd get thrown into jail because that sort of thing happens. And that was given to us thanks to the HuffPost. So yeah, Arkansas, Arkansas, Arkansas. It's a thing. Which moves us into Only in Florida, where we go over some weird, crazy stories that could only happen in the swampland known as Florida. The current title of the article here that I'm reading from the Thrillist says, family wakes up to 15 pounds of flying sausage. Flying sausage. Now, I know if you're a youngster, you've probably read or now watched Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. But if you went to Deerfield Beach, that actually kind of happened. There was one family that woke up to 15 pounds of a mysterious frozen Italian sausage falling on its roof. They called the meat provider written on the packages who had no explanation. Yeah, so that's just weird. Absolutely crazy. Now, I know if I woke up to weird sausage in my house, I'd want to know where it came from, mostly because if it's still good, would you want to eat it? Maybe? No. I don't know. Something I have to think on. If you think you'd want to eat it or not, just email us. Let us know what you think. Our science fact of the week is going to be about water. There are 8 times as many atoms in a teaspoonful of water as there are teaspoonfuls of water in the Atlantic Ocean. 8 times as many atoms in water as there are water in the Atlantic Ocean. It's nuts. It contains about, contains about 2 to the 10 to the, a lot of water molecules. But each water molecule is comprised of 3 atoms, 2 hydrogen atoms, 1 of oxygen. So if you laid down them end to end, you'd end up with a length of like 50 billion kilometers. It's nuts and crazy. Wow. The world is such a giant place. And sometimes we can only see what we can with our own eyes to the left and right of us. It's kind of amazing how something that small can contain something so much. You never know. And that's our science fact of the week.
Did you know with Rhino?
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. This episode has been brought to you by Everyday Cosplay Finds. Ever wanted to show off your favorite character or group of characters, but don't see things online that match your style? Then check out Everyday Cosplay Finds, bringing cosplay into your everyday. Go to Etsy.com/shop/everydaycosplayfinds for more information. This episode is also brought to you by me. If you love this show and want to show it off, you want to show your love and support for the awesomeness of Did You Know with Rhino, then we have just the thing for you. If you want a baseball cap that says, I know Rhino, we've got some of that. If you want a shirt that says Team Rhino to show your support for me and the podcast, we've got that. We even have our slogan, our words of wisdom, on an awesome t-shirt, so you can actually hold on to it and share it with the world. It's epic and awesome. And all of this is found on Zazzle.com/store/DidYouKnowWithRyanO. Once again, Zazzle.com/store/DidYouKnowWithRyanO. Wear it, share it, love it. And now back to our show.
Did You Know with Rhino?
A quick update on our Mockingbird situation. Andrew is still there, but he hasn't been waking me up that much anymore. So at least that's a good thing, because that would be extremely awkward and annoying. Also recently, I've been trying some new beers lately. You could always follow me on Untappd. I am Rhino. That's my username. You could follow me on Untappd to figure out what brews I've been partaking in. Lately we were at the Sun Creek Brewery in Claremont. It was good. I enjoyed all their beers. Their atmosphere was pretty great. Food nearby is awesome. It's a good time to be had indeed. Also lately in the world, Notre Dame had quite a bit of a misfortune, but you know, it's the world. Sometimes terrible things happen, and with human nature, we will rebuild. We will make it better. We will try to make things more awesome, because that's just how the world works. The other day, I was waiting in line at a CVS, and I was just trying to get a quick thing of caffeine, little soda, before going into work. And I was standing there in line, and this lady behind me, she says, excuse me, may I go in front of you? I have a plane to catch. And I was the next person in line, and I just looked at her, and I was just wondering, like why she would ask this question. Well, first I wondered, is this claim true? because I've experienced this before. If you've ever worked at a theme park, and then you would know that sometimes people come up with the weirdest excuses just to get ahead of everyone else. So actually, that's a good metaphor for life. A lot of times people will come up with extreme excuses just to get ahead, because, you know, sometimes, sadly, human beings are a bit selfish, and it's all about me, me, and me. So I was wondering, does this lady actually have a plane to catch? Like, is that a true thing? And then I'm wondering about, okay, well, if she really has a plane to catch, why isn't she already there? And why didn't she get her stuff while she was there? And then the other one was, why did she think that her needs were stronger than mine at this second, or the person in front of me, or the person behind her? Did she believe that her plane was more important than, you know, a paramedic having to go to work? Did she believe that her plane was more important than someone getting medicine to a sick person? Like, why did she think that that was a valid excuse, if it was a true excuse after all? So I just looked at her and said, no, I also have somewhere to be. I have to go to work. And she told me, okay, I hope you have a good day. I don't have to go to work. And so she had to add that small little button at the very end. Now, she could have been an extremely nice person. She could be someone fun and friendly and nice. But at that one small brief second, I just noticed that one excuse. And I guess that kind of brings me up on a minor tangent about a snapshot. That's kind of how we all look at life. We see things one moment at a time. Let's say you are at work and you've been doing everything amazing all day long. You're spectacular. You're a star. But for one second, you decide just to sit down and have a quick drink of water before getting back to work. But your boss only sees you at that one second where you're sitting down. What's their brief snapshot going to be? Are they going to be like, okay, maybe they've had a rough day and they need a quick moment to recharge? Or are they going to think that you're lazy? I think that we as humans need to take a moment and try to give people the benefit of the doubt, which I know sounds pretty ironic, given the fact that of the entire story I just told you. But we each needed to look at things and remember that we're not alone around here. That's a rather important statement that I would like to make today in this podcast, is that we're not alone. You're not alone. None of us are alone in this world. To assume that you're the only one that's experiencing something or feeling something or feeling exactly how you're feeling, and that no one else has ever felt that or isn't currently feeling that, is just selfish and silly, and so small-minded. There are over 7 billion humans on this planet. 7 billion humans. I don't know how many aliens or dogs there are, but there are only at least 7 billion humans. So to think that you're the only one that has ever possibly felt lonely, the only one that has ever felt frustrated at someone who didn't turn right immediately when the light turned green, to assume that you're the only one that doesn't watch Game of Thrones, to assume that you're the only one that doesn't like pineapple on your pizza, it's just so small-minded, because the world is such a huge place. You're never alone. Now, loneliness is a feeling, but sometimes we have to remember that feelings are not facts. It's a
It's a fun statement. I'm just going to remind you one more time. Feelings are not facts. It's your body trying to make sense of the world around you. When in reality, and that's a perspectable term, reality. What is reality after all? Let's talk more about the truth. The truth of the matter is that things happen. You might be feeling alone, but you're not really alone because there are so many other people out there. Now, they might not be right next to you. They might be a couple thousand miles away, but they still love and appreciate you or acknowledge your existence or think that you're pretty cool because you are pretty cool, especially if you're listening to this podcast. That would make you pretty awesome for joining in on the fun and excitement. So I need you to remember that you're not alone out there, especially if you're listening to this with me. We're all in this together. We've only got, you know, X amount of time on this planet, and then so the most important thing is to enjoy what we got and make the most of it while we can, because that's what's up. On a lighter side of things, let's talk about ice cream. Why not? I love it. Ice cream is great. You know, so everybody has their own unique twist, pun intended, on their favorite ice creams. Now, whether they're loaded with toppings or sauces, or whether they're in a cup or a cone, everyone has their own unique perspective on it because that's their taste. That's their flavor. That's their jam. No, that would be kind of weird, putting jam on a ice cream. Then again, I guess some people might have peanut butter and jelly ice cream. That's a thing. I'm rambling at this moment. But everyone's got their own type of ice cream that they like. For me, I love chocolate. Chocolate's great. Vanilla's fantastic. You could add some Snickers. You could add some caramel, some extra chocolate, some maybe some peanut butter, some Butterfingers, whatever. Like, I'm all about that chocolate life. It's pretty good. It's pretty grand. But that's just my opinion. So my question for all of you out there is, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? And so then you're going to let me know. You can just let me know. We'll talk about it on the next episode, because ice cream is awesome and awesome things should be shared. So if you wish to share information with us, you can email us at didyouknowryano@gmail.com. That's where you can ask us any question you like. That's where we're available at. You could also tweet at us. You could respond to questions and whatnot on Twitter at didyouknowryano. Or you can go on the Facebook page, Did You Know with Ryano. There's all sorts of fun things you can interact with and be a part of this awesome experience. With that being said, folks, that's pretty much all we're going to have time for this episode this week. So until the next time we meet, I want you to go out there, have some fun, experience some awesome things, and tell me about it. Who knows? And always remember to find your awesome, hold on to it, and share it with the world. I've been Ryan O. I'll see you next time. Did you know it?